Welcome to Perspective Transformation with Marty and Friends. Whether you're looking for encouragement, practical training, or clear focus, you'll want to grab a notebook, as today's guest trainer shares rock-solid strategies you can implement starting immediately. Sponsored by WomenSpeakers.com, here's your host, Marty Swedberg.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome. This is Marty, excited to have you with us. We are going to be talking today with our guest Sue Ellen Estes on the topic of how to increase the influence of your blog. You're going to want to grab some kind of a notepad because during this interview we're going to talk about why now is the time to start and grow your blog and how to find available platforms. Also, the most important thing in successful blogging, the biggest mistakes new bloggers make and how to reverse it if you're doing it. Also, how to see your blog as a coherent step-by-step path forward for your audience. The three major blogging venues to consider if you're just starting and which is easiest. The three main strategies to grow your audience, and Sue Ellen's four biggest insider secrets. Sue Ellen Estes is a Bible teacher, speaker, and writer with 20 books on Amazon and two blogs. Today, her passion is to assist other Christian writers through teaching and networking through ChristianBloggersInternational.com. Today, we're talking about how to increase the influence of your blog. And I'm super excited right now to welcome Sue Ellen to the platform with me here. Just give me 1 second and we'll bring her on. Welcome to you, my dear.
Hey, so happy to see you today. This is wonderful, Marnie.
Yeah, we've known each other online for years and years, and it's exciting to get to spend this time together.
Yes, it is. I agree. In fact, you have been one of my role models.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, good. Well, I want us to just dive right in. So you're working right now with ChristianBloggersInternational.com, and you've also got blogs of your own. And so you're bringing a lot of experience to us here. And you feel like right now, 2021 is an important time to start or grow a blog. Why?
Yes. Really, 2021 is the perfect time. And there are several reasons. You know, when during the pandemic, people were at home. And of course, there was a lot of anxiety, depression. People were alone. They were feeling isolated. And during that time, those who wanted to reach out with words from God, words that would encourage these people, that really did help so much. But also, right now, there are several platforms that are available, and they seem to be expanding all of the time, but there are several opportunities now that we didn't even have before to be able to start blogs and work with them.
I know we're going to talk a little bit more about venues in a moment. By platforms, are you talking about WordPress and things like that?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm okay. talking about.
Yeah, so I think we're going to address those in a few minutes more, right?
Yes.
A different point.
Yes,
yeah.
Let's go ahead
and keep going and talk for a moment about the most important thing to keep in mind to have a successful blog.
I think the most important thing is to know your audience and speak to your audience. Mm. If you've ever been around children when they were doing art projects, you would find that, say you were in a classroom when the children were doing their art projects, if one person drew a banana tree, then you would find 7 people drawing a banana tree. Because people copy what others are doing. It's just a natural human instinct. But you have your own audience when you're starting a blog. Perhaps it's ministers, burned out ministers. Perhaps it's homeschooling moms. Perhaps it's single moms. You know, there's such a variety of people. Maybe your blog is for those who are growing to be and disciples, you know, and so you really want to have good, strong Bible teaching. So all of these things are so important. But if you will know who your audience is, then when you write, think of yourself as sitting at the kitchen table across from that person. And what would you say to them? I have found those blogs are the most successful instead of those that try to scatter around and help everybody.
Yes, and that you're thinking of a particular person. In fact, I have three people I think of as I write. I always think of these same three women, and that's who I'm speaking to. And that really helps me get very clear what I would say to them, what I wouldn't say to them, how I would say it to them. You know, it really does help to get very, very clear about that. I love that tip.
Yes, yes.
So what's one of the biggest mistakes that new bloggers make?
Well, you know, you start out with a blog, and you design your website, you set it up, you're so proud of it, and it's beautiful. And you think just because it's this beautiful website that everybody's going to come to it, everybody's going to want to read your blogs. But if you will think of it as it actually is, think of it as a booth that you're setting up at the end of a tiny mall in a tiny town somewhere
no telling where.
How beautiful it is. You have to realize that there have to be things that you do to be able to bring other people, to let people know about your blog, to reach out to them, to network with others. All of these things are so important in when you first set it up. Do you find that true, Marnie, too?
Yeah, I like your analogy. So the one that I've heard, the analogy that I've heard and used is you are the thing that's next to the salt on the bottom shelf of the spice rack in the grocery store with hundreds of thousands of items to pick from. You know, how are people going to find you? You fulfill, you meet a specific need, a niche need in the world. Nobody else can do it like you, you know, like this specialty little salt there. But unless people know you're there and know where to find you and how to find you and when to find you, they can't. And so, So what do you find is the best way to reverse that problem then?
Well, there are several ways to let people know who you are. And it all involves several different things like networking, making sure that you have a blog that will reach out to those people. One of the major ways is an email list. And I know there's one guy, Jeff Herring, who I've listened to a good bit. He's a good teacher. And he has talked about the fact that if we will consider our business, our blog, whatever we're doing, to be 1 inch wide and a mile deep, then what the very fact that we're very specific and very niche oriented, this kind of goes back to the first thing I was talking about. But when we are really looking at that person and talking to them, and that has so much effect when they finally do find you. But in the finding, there are several ways to increase your visibility. Mm-hmm. And one of the main ways that I teach is you have to maximize every blog post that you write. And do you want to talk about this now, Marnie?
I think we come back to it, right, later?
Okay, yes, yes.
Yeah, so let's wait on that one because I kind of want to keep us going in the right flow here so that we can cover all of this. I know you got so much good stuff to share with us, but I do think it's critically important for us to think people are not just going to find you. And the speakers at womenspeakers.com, the missionaries are where people are not just going to find you. You have to help. You have to let them know you're there. Don't hide your light under a bushel.
Let your little light shine. That's right. You have to reach out. Absolutely.
Right. So how do we think of our blog then as a coherent step-by-step path for our readers?
Well, when we look at the blog, you know, whether you're starting a blog or writing a book or setting up even a business online, anything you do can be very overwhelming. So one thing that I like to consider is to always think of everything you do as a step-by-step process. For instance, you start out with your big picture. Of course, you have this great vision, but it doesn't just happen. Right. You know, you can't just say, oh, well, I have this vision of reaching all of these hurting mothers and helping them with what they're doing. But you can't, you might have a great vision, but you can't just expect it to happen. So you have to get your vision. Then you go back and you break it down. It goes step by step. It's like that journey of 1,000 miles beginning with one step. You have to go back and you say, okay, what is the first thing I do? And for a season, concentrate on that one thing. Like, for instance, we're talking about blogs. So if you're setting up your blog, obviously, the first thing you would do is to decide, you know, how you want it to look, you know, after you know who you're going to be ministering to, then how do you want it to look? Is there one theme that you want to have throughout your blog? You know, kind of consider all those things. Then I find if you set up a schedule and you set up a plan for how you're going to do things, that you really do have a lot more success with what you're doing. Step by step, write your blog. Decide, are we going to write blogs once a week? Are we going to do it twice a week? Once a month? I don't recommend that for starters. I would recommend once a week, but do what you can do. And one thing that I have found is doing step by step and taking it. When you get to the next phase of what you're trying to do, if you're trying to reach out to other bloggers, whatever you're trying to do, make sure that you are concentrating on that particular step at the moment, because that's how you are able to maximize what you're doing.
Yeah, I love that. And I don't know what you use. I use an Excel document to be able to sort that so that I have my ideas. And then I can, once I have my ideas down, then I can sort it by this one should be first, this one should be third, like that. Yeah. How do you sort?
Well, I don't have, I actually don't use any kind of platform like that. I mean, any kind of software, but I do it with good old pen and paper I do like to write things down and make lists and make plans. And then of course I put things on calendars so that I can keep things in order. I would like to hear about what you're talking about, because that sounds
great. Well, and another thing that isn't online tech is you can use just post-it notes. So when you have an idea for a blog, just post-it note, and then you can move those around. So I have like a notebook, and I'll have a section. And then when I get a chance, so then I transfer my topic titles into an Excel. I categorize them like a blog I have is, you know, is it for leadership? Is it for event planning? Is it for conferences and retreats? Is it for games? You know, like that. Okay. So I have an idea which category does it go into.
That's wonderful.
And then you can sort it down from the category into like which order. Now I've got, you know, 12 in the game section. So which order do I want to do these in? And it allows you to flex as you go, which is really important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a bulletin board up above my computer I use that some. You know, some people have the gift of organization. I can't say that I do. So I have to work.
But you're making it work.
I have to work at it, you know. And so
you've written over 20 books, and how many blog posts do you think you've written? Can you even guesstimate?
I would say maybe 700, something like that.
Yeah. And yet you're not even using an Excel document or anything like that to keep track of things. So you guys, this is really doable. You can do this. If you set your heart to do this, then you can do this.
Yes, you can. And you know, while we're talking about this, I would like to just interject this, because in 2013, the Lord really called me. He spoke to me and he said, it's time for all hands on deck. That's been a while now, but really this year it is time for all hands on deck. And this is what I find. I find that there are people who I see this meeting people in person as well as online. I find people who just have a wonderful communication ability, you know, communicative ability. They can talk to people, they can write, and they have wonderful ideas, but they're just afraid to do anything with it. And they are, like you said, Marnie, just, you know, sometimes just keeping their light under a bushel. But that's part of what I really want to do today and always is to encourage people. If you feel like that the Lord has given you a word to speak to other people, a message, if your heart is really geared toward other people, then this, you know, you might want to step up and do something with it because now is the time.
Yeah. I'm thinking right now, as you're talking about that, I'm thinking about each of us has this unique sphere of influence.
That's right.
There are no two people on planet Earth who influence the same exact sphere of influence. And your history, your experiences, the way you perceive things, the way you've felt things, things that have happened to you, where you live, all of that, it changes how you communicate compared to everybody else. And it's just like you said, if God is calling you to do this, let's get up and go do it. Let's talk about blogging venues. So what this is the place. If you want to say, I want to build a house, first you have to go find a lot and then you can find the way to build it. So this is like the lot you're going to build your blog on. What are your three favorite or major ones?
Well, of course, most people think in terms of just major blogs on the internet, and the flagship there is WordPress. Mm-hmm. WordPress is such a wonderful
software. Anybody can learn this.
Anybody can learn it. And if you go to WordPress.com, it's free.
Yeah,
or you can do WordPress.org, which I really prefer. By all means, but with WordPress.org, you have to get a theme. Actually, that WordPress.org is free, but you have to perhaps purchase a theme. You have to build your own website or have someone do it for you.
Yeah.
And if you like to do things like that, you'll be surprised how easy that is. My husband is a really technical person. I am not. And so if I can do it, anybody can. But I will say then, in the last few years, some other things have come online. In fact, one of my favorites is medium.com, which is the person who started Blogger and then sold it to Google and then started Twitter and sold it. Is the one who started Medium. So obviously he knows about algorithms and how to get things done there. But medium.com is, you can join it for free or for $5, but when you have an account there, you can write and it's not like a full fledged website, but for bloggers starting out, it's amazing. The beautiful way these articles can look and how you can interact with other people in your field and your niche. And there are magazines, there are publications that you can write for. So I love Medium. It's just a wonderful, wonderful site. And awesome. Then one that I have recently been involved with a little bit. In fact, I'm not even full-fledged there yet. But it's Substack and Substack.com. And that one is set up a little bit differently. You do have an account and you do, it's very similar to Medium, but you can immediately start your own newsletter, they call it, so that you can get your email list to come in and sign up. And in both of these, I might mention this, in Medium and in Substack, they can actually make money for you from your blogs, from your writing. In Medium, they circulate, you can join the partner program, you can circulate your articles. And if you do, if people are reading them, they will give you a certain amount of money. You can make anywhere from a few dollars to thousands of dollars. There are some people who are making who are making their full-time living on Medium. And yes, same with Substack. But theirs is a little bit different. There's no cost to join Substack, but they do take a portion out of anything that is purchased. And the way this works is if you have a newsletter, then you can get subscribers, for instance, $5 a month, $9 a month. But there are people who are making over $100,000 a year on Substack from these newsletters. So that's just one other little added benefit, you know. But yeah, you're reaching, you can, I think in both of these, they're smaller audiences than the internet completely. So you can find people in your niche and really, mm-hmm, I think it helps even if you do have a website too, like I do.
Mm-hmm. So. Right. And I think if we could communicate something to you as a blogger, just thinking about it or just starting out, is that you don't have to have a lot of money to get going. These are very inexpensive or free to start. They're very point and click, where they tell you, you know, you just drag things over so that you don't have to have all the programming skills to develop a whole huge website. And you can always do something like that later, yeah, as well.
Yeah.
So what are the three main strategies once you, okay, I've got a couple blogs out there. Now what do I do?
Well, I think there are three main strategies, and these are some that I've learned over the years. First of all, treat every single blog post as if it were a prize product. Hmm. Think of it as a creation that it is, rather than just writing something and just putting it up there and walking away. First of all, what you want to do is you want to have keywords. I don't know if you know what the term means. Keywords and tags is another term for that. That would be, you know, if you're searching in a search engine, whatever you put in the bar is considered a keyword. For instance, if you wanted to search for baby formula, you might put baby formula, or you might put formula. But those are keywords that would be put in there. So there are ways of finding what people are searching for and then using these keywords. If you can insert them in your blog and then tag these, you know, there's a category in blog, in WordPress, and in these other sites I've mentioned, there's a place where you can put in your keywords. So try to do that. Also, link your article to other, either within your site or to other blogs. That raises your profile, really, I guess I should say, with the search engines. They like to see links, because what happens is if you have links, they think authority. They think right. You're not some island.
But you're highly connected.
You're connected. That's right. And then good links back to you. Mm-hmm. And so those are some things with your blog, post itself. Then I like to do this. I'll take a blog post, and suppose Monday I wrote a blog post. Then Tuesday, we're back to the schedule. See, Tuesday, I might take just the picture, the photo that I put on that blog post, put it on Twitter with a link back to the blog post of just a few words and a link back to the blog post. I could also put it on Pinterest, on Instagram,
wherever,
doing the mm-hmm. same thing, linking back. Mm-hmm. Then you can actually put your entire article on LinkedIn, and on if you have a Facebook page, you can do that, or just the photo for Facebook. But you can see how you can spread this around to get people to come back to your blog. If you put the picture and just a little teaser about, you know, not a complete thought, but one that will make people want to come and find out what the end of that is, you know, mm-hmm. then that helps people to come back to those blogs. So that is one of the main ways. And then to network, because networking with other people helps you to have good exposure, helps them to have good exposure too. People, If we can consider all of the people in other blogs as being collaborators and friends and not competitors, you know, then we can really grow our business in a great way, because we're all after the same thing.
Right. And I think it is really important to consider them as collaborators and to actually invite them to offer to guest post for them to share your audiences. And that's one of the reasons why Women Speakers has grown so big, is because we all share. So you've got a pool of planners who are looking for speakers. So maybe this time they ask one person, next time they ask somebody else, but because we all share, then we all have access to more planners than we could on our own. You could just never have that much access on your own. And so the collaborative, and I always say God loves body life. He just loves it when we work together instead of against one another.
Oh, that's so true. That is so true. And especially when you're talking about Christian blogs and anything pertaining to God's work. You know,
right. That's right. True. So the first one was every post as a prize product. Number two was.
Well, number two, you take it as a prize product. When you link it and you put.
So you promote it.
Promote it.
Yes. Yeah. You promote it. Right. And then the third one was networking.
And then also you take your you want to be able to spread it around social media. And then you network with other people for that.
Yeah. And you said on the second one there, on the promoting it, you said on Monday you write it and post it. And then on Tuesday you post it with a teaser and a link, photo and a teaser and a link. And then is that the end of what you do with that particular one blog? Or do you have more things that you do on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Well, actually, you know, when I talked about LinkedIn and I actually see Medium. You can take the same blog post and put it on Medium. So throughout that week, I might, you know, do that again. And on Twitter, see, things go off pretty fast.
Yeah.
So you can take the same one and post it again. What I would say is get your own schedule like that. How many platforms do you want to appear on? But the more, the better. Because the more people who see it, the more they will come back to it. And, you know, it's what's interesting is if people see you in a lot of different places, then they start thinking that you must be doing something they want to check on, you know.
Right.
Or maybe they might see it one time and perhaps they see it on Facebook and they think, I need to go over there and see that. But they're in a hurry at that moment. But then if they see it again on LinkedIn later, they'll say, oh, hey, wait a minute. I need to check out. And even if when you're writing the entire article on LinkedIn or Medium or your Facebook page, you can do that. Even when you're writing the entire article on those, then they still will think, gee, that's good. I want to get back and see what else they're writing. You know, so it's all promotional. Nice.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's getting the word out too.
Awesome. Okay. So you have four insider secrets for us. What is secret number one from Sue Ellen Estes?
Secret number one is do not be intimidated by others' success. Mm-hmm. When I first started doing this, all these days, but I would go to different ones and I would find when I would be in a room with a lot of different people, I would feel like I was so tiny and insignificant and what I was doing was so unimportant. And I know there are a lot of people who are like that. So today I want to tell everybody you are important, you know.
Yes.
And then what you find as you hang out with these people for a while, is that a lot of time, you know, there's a confidence that they have, whether they know that much or not, you know.
And they're just people.
Yeah, they're just people, and just like you. Mm-hmm. And so it helps not to be intimidated by their success. Don't think, oh, well, they're so successful, I could never do that. don't pay attention to that. You do what God's called you to do. And it, I want to tell you something, Marnie, while I'm on this. There was one time I was praying and I said, oh, Father, I love you so much. I will do anything for you. I would stand in front of 5,000 people for you. And he said so clearly, would you do something little for me? And, you know, it really shows that attitude, you know, that if we will just be faithful in the small things, then he will grow us as we go along, you know, and he is there very faithful for us.
You and know, so, I love to keep in mind that everybody started in diapers. You know, I mean, we all started in diapers. And then when we started, we learn to walk and then we fall and make mistakes. Right. That's how it is in ministry and in life, too. You're just going to start where everybody had to start. So,
you know, one of my favorite stories, when you say that everybody has to start, I heard someone say it was on a chat room not too long ago. I heard someone say that he had been doing this since the late 90s. And he said he remembered being in a chat room in the late 90s, or, you know, maybe 96, something like that, when a guy named Jeff Bezos was in the chat room. And he said he had an online bookstore out of Washington State. And he wanted to know if people thought it was a good idea to have an affiliate marketing program.
Yeah, so I mean, everybody. Everybody. Love that. Number two.
Okay, number two, stay in your lane. And this gets back to, you know, looking at the kids. We were talking about painting, and if one does a banana tree, everybody wants to do a banana tree. So don't pay attention. You know, like if you know what God is telling you to do, and you start doing it, then what happens is, if you look too much to what everybody else is doing, and I'm not saying you can't get ideas,
right,
but you need to take these to prayer and say, okay, what am I supposed to be doing right now? Mm-hmm. And there's a term for that in internet marketing, and it's shiny object syndrome. You know, you can easily look over and see something else and thinking, oh, maybe that's what I'm supposed to do. And if you do like that, you will flounder. So I've learned that these people will say no to a lot of projects if they're not the projects that are for them. And they will say yes to the things that are right there in their lane. So I think that's a really important secret of the insiders.
So my favorite saying about that is, there is time to do everything God wants us to do. There's not time to do everything. There's not time to do everything good. There's not time to do everything everybody else wants me to do. And there's not even time to do everything I want to do. But because God is God, there must be time to do everything he wants me to do. And if we just continually submit that to him, we'll find that we stay in our lane, because the rest of it will just, you know, as we pray through it, it's like a nice idea, but not for me, or at least not now.
That's right. That is so true, Marnie. That's such a wonderful way of putting it.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Biggest secret, number three.
Okay. Be consistent. This might be number one.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that I've heard is to be consistent, because you will meet people, say 10 years ago, who were just doing a few little dabbly things, but they were consistent in what they were doing. A few things done consistently are more important than a big splash every now and then. Because what happens is, people learn to trust you. They learn to realize that you are who you say you are, and that you will be there. And if you start a project, that you're not going to just quit in the middle and leave them hanging. But, so the ones who are consistent, the ones who keep moving forward, are the ones that really do get the job done. And I've heard many, many very successful people tell me that this is the key to their success more than anything else. Do you find that to be true too?
Yes, I do. And there are people that God calls to be a splash in the pan, you know, to just make a big thing, you know, but honestly, think more often what happens is that we go into something, especially like a blog. We'll just use this as the perfect analogy because it's so true for so many areas of life. But you go in thinking, I can do this every day. I know I can. And so you just start on day one, you write day one's blog and you go like that. And what you find is about, you know, 10 or 20 days in or 30 days in, you can't keep it up because it's just too much. Yeah. So what I always encourage people to do, and I don't know if you're like this, but what I always encourage people to do is before you even begin, write four and have them done and ready to go kind of in a file. And that's then true. Go ahead and begin. And begin like with two a week or one a week or whatever you want to do, whatever you think you can do. And then as you find that you have to be grabbing those ones that you did in advance because life is happening, you might want to readjust that thinking back down to one or back to one every 2 weeks or whatever. But you'll find that if you can whip out those four and then you start and you're able to keep up, then you've got about the right pace. And, you know, they're there for you as a safety net. But I think a lot of times the problem with keeping consistent is we just set our sights way too high at the beginning. It's like, I'm superwoman.
That's true. That's true. And then, you know, that you're so wise, Marnie. I like to hear that. But another way of looking at it is if you're running a race, you know, so, say a marathon runner. You love the start and you love the finish, but then there's the middle.
Then there's that whole big middle part. Yeah, that's
and
so true. So
the middle is the hard part too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
But you're right. If you plan for that, that's such a wonderful idea to have some on file, ready to go, just in case you need them.
I've even had coaching clients who, by the time they get to that third or fourth one, they're like, I would hate to do this every day. This is not what I'm supposed to do. Yes. Maybe they're supposed to write a book, or maybe they're supposed to just be a micro blogger and just put little ideas online or something. You know, I mean, it helps that's you right. to identify, is this something that's really going to be fun for me, get me out of bed in the morning, kind of be happy for me to do? And you really do want to use the communication form that God has gifted you with, not the one, like you said, not the one that everybody else is using or that you see somebody else doing successfully. You want to ask God, what do you want me to do?
That's so true. That's
yeah.
So true.
Okay. Insider secret number four.
Number four is network with others. And, you know, you were talking about guest blogging and having people do guest blogs on your site. That is such a wonderful idea. But not only that, to do, you know, collaborative efforts like, you know, bundles or working with them, going to meetings, even online meetings, summits, things that, things like you're so good at, Marnie, with, you know, so that you're able to meet some of these people and know who they are and know who, you know, that you can connect with them. I know there's one, I know these two ladies who are very, very successful with a private labor rights business. And they, each one was doing their own business. They were totally burned out and ready to quit, and both of them were ready to quit. And they met at a networking meeting and decided to give it one more try together. Well, they are so successful now and so happy, and they don't live in the same town. So they have to communicate. In fact, I think it's like 300 or 400 miles away. So they have to communicate online and on the phone.
But
they just do a wonderful job together. And it's really, really good.
I love that story to close on, because what happened with that is that they both had strengths and they both had weaknesses. But when they came together, they were stronger as two than they could have been at one. That's what collaborations really are all about. Shoring up our areas of weakness, even as we're able to help shore up someone else's. And it's, I think the key, this has come out multiple times in this conversation, and I know it's your heart, which is why you even, you know, did ChristianBloggersInternational.com, but is to not have it be all about you, but to be working with others as we become less and less self-focused and more focused on what God's accomplishing in the world and what he wants us to do, then it just frees us up to really experience a different level of communication and relationship than we could have if we're all just about what can you do for me?
That's so true. That's so true, Marnie. You've really hit it there, you know.
Wow. Well, I love you. I love what you do.
Thank you so much.
This has been great. You shared great content with us. You guys want to be sure to go over and check out ChristianBloggersInternational.com. So, Ellen, what are they going to find over there?
Well, they'll find several opportunities, like a book writing course and some collaborations that we have going on right now. Mm-hmm. A bundle sale going out pretty soon is one of the things. So just go and look around and see. And if I can help anybody in any way, of course, I'm happy to do that.
That's awesome. A couple times, and we just have like 2 minutes, but a couple times you've mentioned the word bundle. When you talk about bundles as it relates to blogging, what are you talking about?
Well, these particular bundles I'm talking about are actually opportunities, list building opportunities.
Okay, so like a product or a resource bundle.
Yes. Because your email list is very important too in what you're doing. And I didn't really hit on that, but to have an email list is really an asset for your business. But
and one of your bundles is about how to grow an email list?
Yes. Okay. This is what a bundle would be, is that a number of different people would collaborate and have send out, there would be one sales page for it. The people would sign up to have a free offer in exchange for an email address to let people know what they are doing and how they're doing it. And so these are really good ways of establishing contacts with other people and expanding your influence. And so I have been in several bundle sales with other people, and actually the majority of my email list has come this way.
Yeah.
Because people will see, you know, what I've done, and they will sign up in that way.
Yeah. So it's a collaboration again.
Absolutely. It's a collaboration. It's a lot of people working together to better everybody's.
And then just for those of you who are unfamiliar with this, the key here, the reason why this works so well is because each person that's a collaborator in the event or the giveaway or the conference or whatever it is, the collaboration event, shares this event with their whole network. So maybe you have 10,000, somebody else has 25,000, somebody else has 4,000, whatever, in their mailing list. So as all these go out, other people that you would have never had possibility to get in front of find out about you, because people have been willing to share the whole event that they're also participating in with their audience. So that's why these are effective. And you want to really be on the lookout for that. Some of them charge you to participate, others are free. All of them require you to give something, either your time giving a presentation or a freebie or something, an enticement, kind of a free gift for the people that makes it worth it for them to come and participate. So thank you so much for introducing us to that idea too, and that concept, because I think that's really important.
Yes. Good. Yes. I think it's really meant a lot to me. And one thing about it, you know, you mentioned big numbers like thousands, but sometimes people only have 200, but that's okay. You know, that's where you start, you know, and that's fine too.
Right. And every email list actually starts with one or maybe two, and your mom.
That's right.
But you got to start somewhere. I like when God says to Moses, yeah, but what's in your hand? You know, that's where we all start. We always start just by looking down and saying, but what do I already have? Because God's given me something. How can I use that for his glory?
That's true.
Well, so fun to be together. God bless you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Marnie. I just love you, and I love everything that you're doing. You're such a role model for all of us.
Thank you so much. And thanks, you guys, for joining us. Had fun sharing this information with you. You want to for sure check out ChristianBloggersInternational.com and see Ellen's stuff over there. And we'll see you next time. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.